from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Right back to it, the happy hour on a Friday afternoon in San Diego. Sunny San Diego these days, Scraby.
Yes, it's very
sunny. Been shining, a little warm out there. It's welcome back to Gwynn and Chris Crisello. Tony Gwynn Jr., who's down at Petco Park. He and Don Orsillo have the TV call tonight with our own Jesse Agler and Bob Scanlon handling the radio description and accounts of tonight's ball game between the Padres and the Milwaukee Brewers. Game two of a four-game series. Game one last night, you may have recalled, went the way of the Friar. 7-6, Padres. Third consecutive game, Padres win at home on a ninth-inning walk-off home run. That's never happened before. That's so weird. I mean,
wait, say it one more time.
It's never happened before.
What?
Bottom of the ninth. Three straight home games, walk-off homer.
Oh, yeah, that is crazy.
Right? I mean, you always say, hey, go to a baseball game, you might see something you've never seen before. Well, you did last night, and no team's ever won any style of walk-off home run four games in a row, whether it's ninth inning or extra innings.
Ooh, that's something to watch for tonight.
If the Padres hit a walk-off home run tonight, Scraby, I will start backing into parking spots on the line next to your car.
So you're saying that it's not going to happen?
I'm going to say one thing that will not happen. Luis Campusano will not hit the walk-off tonight to win the game. That is because the Padres catcher has been scratched from the start tonight. He was originally in the starting lineup, now replaced by Kyle Higashioka, the skipper of the Padres, who was given a rating of 5 by Matt Scraby earlier on the program.
You said 6.
Shh. We're focused on your 5 for now. Explains why Campusano is not in there tonight.
No, Campy was in the lineup, so we got Higgy in there today. Campy showed up with some thumb soreness and bruising and a contusion from a ball he caught from Yuki last night. I don't think we're overly concerned about it, but nonetheless, it's limiting him for today, and we'll see what it looks like moving forward.
That's the same thumb that he dealt with last season, I assume?
I believe that's accurate, yes. According to Roe, we made the switch. I just got through, I heard about it, and here we are, so I don't want to misspeak. What I've heard is it's not in a similar area. And there's concern relative to the actual injury, but not relative to what he's had in the past. That could clearly change, AJ. I'm just giving you the little bit of information I've got.
And we had a special appearance in that clip by AJ Cassaville.
Yes.
Our friend from MLB.com.
Yes.
Well, look, I saw the play last night. Campusano, they had to stop the game. Trainer came out. I mean, he's been taking a beating back there.
Not in his finger. He's been taking a beating
elsewhere. Well,
other
places. But last night, yeah, it was just the thumb area. So hopefully it's just a contusion, the bruise, a couple of days. Don't want to do an injury list thing, but if you do, I guess Brent Sullivan could come up. The Padres did make a move today. Our friend Tom Cosgrove has been on this show many times. He's coming up
Completely forgot about him, to be honest.
I kind of had forgotten about old Cosgrove as well, but very successful. Lefty out of the bullpen last year, not as much so this year. But Cosgrove is going to be on the roster tonight. Adam Major has been sent down to make room for Cosgrove. It gives the Padres an extra bullpen arm heading into this game this evening against the Brew Crew. We also have our interview, Friar Friday interview with Matt Waldron coming up shortly. And yeah, I probably say this every Friday. You know, I always say, I really like the interview today. So it's probably lost a little of its, you know, appeal. I'm kind of like the Mike Schilt of Friar Friday interviews. It's always great. But today I really did think it was really good. So I hope you'll stick around if you haven't heard the Matt Waldron interview. I thought he was quite good. A couple of quick things I wanted to get to, Scraby. One had to do with Jackson Merrill.
Okay.
We talked about it in the Big Five. We talked about it a little earlier in the show, but, you know, hits the home run last night, 6th and 8 games. He's up to 9 homers for the season. He's at 279 now, the batting average. I think the one there's two things that are surprising. One, that he's now got 9 home runs. I think people expected him to not even finish the season with 9.
Yeah.
And he's already got 9. But secondly, that he's hitting a lot of them off of left-handed pitchers. And he almost hit another one later in the game last night that died on the warning track or right in front of the fence. So anyway, Jackson Merrill's been great lately. And, you know, it just got me thinking. I mean, this Baseball America poll or ESPN poll about Rookies of the Year National League and, you know, him not even being among the top 10 rookies in the league just seems really almost irresponsible at this point.
It makes you think, like, what are they actually looking at?
I don't know. I think hype is a lot of it. But anyway, here are the latest odds, according to BetMGM. Odds to win National League Rookie of the Year. So this will give you a little feel for where Jackson Merrill sits. Number one favorite at the moment, Shota Imanaga of the Cubs, although that may take a hit because he gave up 10 runs today.
Should take a hit.
Should take a little bit of a hit. Number two on the rankings, Paul Skeens of the Pirates. I will grant you he's been
exciting.
All that and then some.
But he's only
he's also only been here a month.
Yeah.
He's not been here all season. You know, again, now you're betting on who's going to win the Rookie of the Year award at the end, but Skeen seems a little, you know, high.
Yeah.
But again, that's hype. Yoshinobu Yamamoto. I don't know. Has he really taken the Dodgers and everybody by storm? He's been okay.
His triceps hurt. He's on the 15-day IL right now, Chris.
I love this. Gravy gets so mad.
I do. His triceps.
All right, so those are your top three. Now, the fourth guy is Joey Ortiz. Plays for the Brewers. Played third base last night. Bats 8th in their order. I don't have to look up his stats. But
he hasn't see anything.
He hasn't done anything that's, you know, grabbed me. Jared Jones is a young pitcher for Pittsburgh. Like Paul Skeens, he's had some good moments, some bad ones. Andy Pages of the Dodgers is the next guy in the list. I can't put him ahead of Jackson Merrill.
I've seen the guy play.
He's got 8 home runs. He's hitting .264. Neither of those are what Jackson Merrill is. But if you're betting, sometimes it's better to bet on a Dodger than it is to bet on a Padre.
It's ridiculous.
Michael Busch, the former Dodger, now with the Cubs, is also ahead of Jackson Merrill.
He's had a decent...
He's been okay. Yeah. So is Mason Wynn of the Cardinals, who's also ahead of Jackson Merrill. So that is pretty current. 4, 6, 7, 8. Jackson Merrill ranks 9th choice to be rookie of the year.
And I'm not just saying that because we're in San Diego.
It is just because we're in San Diego that we don't understand it, but we don't understand
it. My friend from Cincinnati, we keep in touch about baseball, and he actually texted me a few weeks ago. He was like, who's this Jackson Merrill dude? I haven't heard of him before. I'm like,
yeah.
That just tells you everything you need to know, is that no one knows who he is across the country because no one's talking about him. And we've talked about it here on the show. That's a good thing that the pressure isn't on
him. Michael Busch of the Cubs also has 9 home runs. He's hitting .266.
And Jackson Merrill's hitting .270 what?
.279. And it doesn't come down to only numbers. I get that. But the fact that Jackson Merrill has played center field, which is a key position on the diamond, and he's done it against lefties and against righties, I think it's been very impressive, and I think it deserves a little more stature than it's getting.
I agree.
All right, one more thing I want to get to kick off this hour. Bill Plaschke, Los Angeles Times columnist, wrote a column on the Lakers' hiring of J.J. Redick as their new head coach. Suffice to say, Bill Plaschke, not too pleased with this move.
Yeah.
Said Bill Plaschke in his article, among other things, an NBA team in most need of strong leadership just hired a head coach who has never been a head coach, assistant, or any kind of coach.
I don't disagree with him.
Well, that's one thing he said. He said an NBA team desperate for a culture creator just hired a head coach who has never led a group of athletes at any level above youth basketball.
That's also true.
An NBA team that just lost its share of the record for most championships, the Celtics now have 18, just hired a coach who has never been involved with a champion.
I can tell you why they did this, because Dan Hurley said no. They put all of their eggs in the Dan Hurley basket.
Well, there's other people that are still out there. I don't know. They must really be taken by Redick. I've read that the Lakers say he's going to be their version of Eric Spoelstra. That might be a little early, considering Spoelstra's been to the East Finals 7 times in 14 years.
Yeah, you can't compare yourself to him.
Don't know that we can put Redick in that company quite yet. He hasn't even coached a game.
Yeah.
My biggest worry is not any of the three things that Plaschke said. Because honestly, even though everybody starts with no experience, some guys just have the knack and can get it done. But the thing that worries me is this whole podcast he does with LeBron James.
I'm loving it.
That has got to be dealt with in one way or another. You can't have the star player and the coach doing their own little fun podcast on the side.
I don't think
while you're trying to coach a basketball team.
I don't think that, as much as I want it to happen, I don't think it's going to happen.
Well,
I think they're going to tell him, hey, let's cut out on the podcast and let's focus on the basketball real quick.
We'll see if Redick is a success with the Lake Show. One person I know isn't so sure. His name is on the title of this show. And it's not Chris.
I was going to say.
All right. We'll take a break when we come back.
That was a weird transition.
I'm sorry. Okay, I'll just say it. Tony Gwynn is not a big fan of his own hire, right, J.J. Redick.
All right.
That's what I was trying to get to.
Thank you.
Traffic, and then come back with us and hear Matt Waldron. I know you'll like it.
From the 97.3 The Fan Traffic Center, here's Kelly Danik.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.